From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor with President Obama tomorrow. The visit to the World War II memorial there has important symbolic value, but it also marks Abe's latest attempt to solidify Japan's role as an important trade partner with the United States. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The U.S. is Japan's second largest trading partner. Trade between the two nations totals almost $200 billion. Abe needs to avoid offending Americans when he talks at Pearl Harbor, but Jonathan Pollack, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says Americans and even his own voters aren't his only audience.
He may have to worry more about reactions in the neighborhood.
And that neighborhood is in flux. Abe strongly supported the struggling Trans-Pacific Partnership, a regional trade pact pushed by President Obama. Now he's pivoted to President-elect Trump, who opposes the TPP. He was the first foreign leader to meet with Trump just days after his victory. He's keen to present Japan as America's most reliable partner in the region. Sheila Smith is a Japan fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
They sense a little bit of pressure from China in trying to take away the attention as, you know, the best future economic partner of the United States.
And for Abe, in these uncertain times, strengthening ties with the United States is certainly a good strategy. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.